It is the weekday wake-up, Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment this morning. Joining me over the phone today is Alpine Town Councilman Jeremy Larson. Jeremy, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Duke. How about yourself?
Doing great. Appreciate a few minutes here. Kind of an exciting time. Well, it's always an exciting time in Alpine, but right now is specifically as there's this big idea and concept for an Alpine sports park and the big plans unveiled over the weekend. Jeremy, let's start with the Alpine Rec Board. They're kind of spearheading this and working with the town. Tell us what the Alpine Rec Board is and what they're doing to work with the town on this.
Yeah, so Alpine Rec Board essentially started as, a bunch of parents, wanting to organize and get together, and create, fun essentially for their kids, as their kids are growing up, different sports, different activities. And so they organized and they're kind of a, offshoot group of the town. So the town controls, the budget and some of the projects, but they stay organized with different sports plays, be it football or soccer or baseball, and then some of the non-traditional sports as far as ice skating or roller hockey, stuff like that. And they've started organizing different events throughout the year, just to entertain kids, keep kids active, keep kids off phones, away from games, keep them outside, keep them happy.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, when this board, this rec board approached the city council and said, hey, we want to work with you guys to build a sports park, I'm sure it was pretty well received by the council, considering that you're thinking, hey, these guys are going to take the lead on this. Let's do it.
Yeah, exactly. So the rec board, they were working on, last year they got together and got an ice skating rink going, and that was a nice little ice skating rink that was just off next to the town hall. And kind of the bigger plan was to put it down by our ball field, make it a bigger ice skating rink, something where you could actually play hockey, have some boards up, really utilize a full field. And so they were working on that, and at the same time, kind of around May, we had, there's Alpine Trails and Pathways. I was approached by a donor that wanted to see something happen with the bike park, which is kind of on top of the hill, and skate park. And so with that, and a couple other donors, looking to really upgrade the bike and skate park. And I knew that the rec board was looking to do the, ice skating rink, kind of got together both as the rec board and as Alpine Trails and Pathways and as the town of Alpine, kind of put together all big vision of everything and have one big vision for the park. So incorporating more bike stuff, more skate stuff, more ice stuff, the ball field, landscaping, permanent restrooms, getting a bike pass going, ADA bike pass, a volleyball court, and really kind of sprucing it up, and making it something, something proud for everybody in Alpine to hang out, because especially the skate park, that's definitely our most used park in the town.
Speaking with Jeremy Larson this morning, town councilman within the town of Alpine. Jeremy, this all sounds fantastic, and I understand the big vision and the big goal was kind of unveiled with this on Saturday, and it sounds like you kind of just summarized it there. Was there anything else unveiled on Saturday as far as the goal and the vision of this that you'd like to touch on?
Nothing else, really. I mean, that's the big thing as far as the big key items is that ice skating rink and then expanded bike park, expanded skate park, and landscaping. Now it's just kind of doing the work, looking for more grants, looking for donors, and getting some muscle when we need some muscle to kind of start doing the digs and putting things into place. But looking forward to it.
So, Jeremy, let's talk about community involvement and getting these grants and donors and then the muscle, like you said. For the average citizen of Alpine and surrounding communities, what can they do to really help this make this possible, make this happen?
Currently, right now, financially, that always helps, is they can either make a tax-deductible donation to the town of Alpine with a memo for this, we're calling it the sports park, Alpine Sports Park, or they can make a tax-deductible donation to Alpine Trails and Pathways. We're a 501c3 organization. So that obviously, cash goes a long way. And then once we start planning the specific projects, like right now, we're looking to get the ice rink going, setting up for this year. The rec board will advertise. They have a Facebook page and be sending out emails and such, letting people know days that they need help to put up boards, to set up the rink. That'll be out there. We definitely need community involvement there. Once the bike end of things and the skate end of things happen, say in the spring, early summer, we'll again be putting stuff out there and really trying to make it a community event, because it's important to, not only to myself, but to everybody on the rec board, everybody in the town, that this really becomes a town project, similar like we had with Ferry Peak Park when the town came out, different organizations came out, and we essentially built a playground. And it really means a lot when that happens, and that the kids themselves kind of put sweat equity, so to speak, into building a park that they'll use for years.
Yeah. Jeremy, as you're describing that, I'm kind of thinking timeline. It sounds like this is going to be an ongoing project in various phases. It's not going to be a try and complete the whole thing at one time by a hopeful date. Is that correct?
That is correct. We don't foresee a very large grant in our future, because right now I'm kind of guesstimating the project's going to be around $1.2 million is what we're hoping to raise. Now, if we get a very generous donor that's willing to throw down $1.2 and we line up the construction, heck, this will be done in the spring. but more than likely, the reality is this will be done in stages. I'm guessing kind of a three-year plan would be for this. I already have a good donor and people set up on the bike and skate side of things. That work will be starting this spring. And so hopefully a lot of that will be done actually by next summer.
That's Jeremy Larson, Alpine Town Councilman, talking about the Alpine Sports Park, which is in the works and undergoing right now in the town of Alpine. Jeremy, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed you'd like to mention?
No, thank you, Duke, and thanks to everybody that's out there that wants to be involved in making our community a better place.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on Swift 98 and The Spur.